It seems like the home is out of control. We need to repent. We need to come back to the principles of our faith and go back and start all over again, looking at the Word of God and beginning to build a godly seed and a godly foundation. It's never too late to start, never, and to set up the biblical standards of our home.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Today's lesson continues our focus on establishing a God-honoring home life, and we're glad to have you along. Pondering the tragedy of an Israelite generation raised without knowledge of the Lord, Roel will urge you to diligently share your faith with your children. Stay with us to see that while your children are accountable for their response to the gospel, your witness can influence and equip them with heavenly vision. Here's Roel Reese with our study, Children's Duty to Parents. If you have your Bible, join us in Judges chapter 2.
And then the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochan and said, I led you up from Egypt and I brought you to the land of which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. And why have you done this? Therefore, or because of this, I also said that I will not drive your enemies out from before you. But they shall be thorns into your side, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. Here God again warning the people, as that first generation coming out of Egypt and then going through the wilderness, coming to the promised land, and only those that were 20 and under were the only ones to be able to go across into the promised land. The conditions that God had made with the people were conditions of obedience, obeying what God's word said. It seems that today, as we not only read the scriptures in verse 10, he gives us a summation of the whole thing. He says, when all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which the Lord had done for all of Israel. We can see that we have many problems today, not only in the home, but it seems that a lot of the problems that we have today are among young teens, kids that are into drugs, gang violence, sexual abuse, drinking, smoking, disrespecting their homes, abusing of their parents verbally, physically, some of them. It seems that a lot of these young people have turned to rebellion and have had really no upbringing in the ways of the Lord. We're living in a very perverse generation today. Time magazine, psychologists, sociologists, one of the latest statistics declares that crime among teens is up 200% today. 200, that's a lot. It seems that the actual youth movement of America has been lost. There's an inconsistency today among the young people of America. It seems that a lot of these young people, even those that did not even finish school, illiteracy is up 200% in America, which means these are 200% among the young people up that cannot read or write. Dropping out of high school, can't handle it. And then those that are going to college, a lot of them go to college and they become indoctrinated by the human philosophy of the world. They destroy your faith in God. And it seems that as we hear the newscasters and we read our magazines and newspapers, it seems that we are building bigger facilities to incarcerate people who are committing these great crimes, murder. And yet, our laws seem to protect not the victim, but the criminal. Something is wrong. We understand by reading the scriptures, and because we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit through the scriptures, to know that these surely are the last days. I wanted to begin by showing you that we are living in the last days because this is a godless generation. A generation that has lost all sense of morality. An unknown author writes this, and I'm quoting from this unknown author. He says, "If you sow a thought, we reap an act. If we sow an act, we reap a habit. If we sow a habit, we reap a character. And if we sow a character, we reap our destiny." That is so true. This morning, what I want to do is I not only want to speak to young teens, young men, and young women, but as I was going through the scriptures and reading the scriptures, I could not help to see in the scriptures the responsibility that the parents have to their children and to God, and also the children to their parents to God. For example, what does the Bible teach about young people? Well, first of all, young people, the Bible says, are a gift from God. Young people or children are a gift from God to the parents. It seems that today we're seeing so many abortions among young couples. And even those that are not married out of wedlock having children. And yet the Bible says that children are a gift from the Lord. God gives you those children. In Psalm 113:9 says, "He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord." In Psalm 127:3, he says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his and her reward." God sees children as beautiful human beings created by God. Secondly, young people are highly esteemed by God. Highly esteemed by God. In Psalm 127, 4, 5, he says, "Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man and woman who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies at the gates." In Psalm 128, 3, he says, "Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table." And then in Proverbs 17:6, he says, "Children's children, grandchildren, are a crown of the old man, and the glory of children is their father." So God loves children. God loves young people, young girls. You parents have a great responsibility to train your children in the home. Deuteronomy 6, 7 says, "And these words which I, God, command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and talk of them when you're sitting down in your house and when you're walking by the way and when you're lying down and when you're rising up. Tell them about me." That's God's proclamation, command to the parents. Fifthly, young people are to be also educated by their parents. You parents have a great responsibility as your children are growing up to actually give them guidance and to train them for not only high school and college, but for life. You have to be an example by spending time with them, teaching them what's right, what's wrong, teaching them about manners when they're in somebody's house or you go out to eat with somebody. It's good for parents to teach that, but if the parents don't have that themselves, then how can they teach the children? It's an impossibility. God declares that the parents are to educate the children. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, "Only take heed to yourselves and be diligent. Keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen to parents, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and to your grandchildren." We have a great responsibility of teaching, not only our children, but our grandchildren. And then young people are to be corrected by their parents. They're not allowing any child to actually do their own thing, but you bring them into correction when they do something wrong. God wants you to correct the child when he's doing something wrong, to sit down and tell him what he's doing wrong. And then if you're going to punish him, you share with him biblically why you're punishing him. And then you can apply the rod of correction to the seed of understanding. So important. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9 through 11, he says, "Furthermore, we have had human fathers correct us, and we paid attention and respect to them. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed, for a few days, chasten us as it seemed best to them. But he, for our profit, that he may be partaker of his holiness. No chastening seems to be joyful for the present time, but grievous nevertheless afterwards. It yields to peaceableness and fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." If God takes time to chasten you, and it's good for you, then you need to take time for your children and correct them and discipline them. God help us.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Our goal here is to help you walk in step with God as you follow the guidance of His Word. Raul is happy to answer your Bible questions when you email him at PastorRaul@SomebodyLovesYou.com. And for additional resources, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com. Now back to more of our study, Children's Duty to Parents.
And then the second point in my lesson is that the Bible also, as he speaks to the parents, he also speaks about those young men and young women that are dishonoring their parents. First of all, young people dishonor their parents by being stubborn and disrespectful. God wants you to be respectful with your parents, especially if you have godly parents. You should honor them. Respect them. Love them. In Deuteronomy 27:16, he says, "Cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt." And all the people said, "So be it." There are so many children that are despising their mothers. Proverbs 15:20 says, "A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother." It's terrible when we see our children totally corrupt and not wise. Listen, young people, you living in that home with your parents, and if parents are godly parents and you're not listening to the wisdom and the knowledge that they're giving to you, what you will do is you will bring strife into the home. It will become a hellhole. God wants you to submit. And God wants you parents to bring that situation in your home into a place of peace. And you need to sit down with your children. And if they don't want to become peacemakers, they don't want to live by the laws of your home, then they have to make a choice. They got to make a choice. You can't live in hell. You're the parent, they're the children. You pay the bills. God wants you to sit down with your children biblically and go through the scriptures and show them what God intends the home to be like. You as a father and mother, and then applying it to your children. But it seems that there's a lot of disrespect and strife in the homes, and then there seems to be a lot of disobedience in the home. And Paul told us that in the last days, in 2 Timothy 3, 2, this would happen. He says, for men will become lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to their parents, and unthankful and unholy. These are the signs given to us in the last days. This is what we have today. We're seeing it. That's why we're building bigger prisons, bigger juvie halls. It seems like the home is out of control. We need to repent. We need to come back to the principles of our faith and go back and start all over again, looking at the Word of God and beginning to build a godly seed and a godly foundation. It's never too late to start. Never. Never too late to start a godly home and to set up the biblical standards of our home. And then, young people, listen carefully. These are some of the duties God intends for you to possess in your life. Number one, that you would be obedient to your mother and to your father. To be respectful, especially if they're godly parents. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 to 3 says, children, young people, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What's the promise? Listen, if you obey your mother and father and you honor them, that it may be well with you and you may live a long time on the earth. Your days will be extended to live on the earth if you honor your mother and your father. Your time will not be cut short. Young people, you need to listen to the counsel and the wisdom and the knowledge that your parents are giving to you. They know better than you know. Proverbs 4, 1 and 2 says, hear, obey, listen, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to the knowledge of an understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. And then, young people, you need to be obedient to what your parents give to you in doctrine. Deuteronomy 32 says, and you return to the Lord your God and obey His voice according to all that I have commanded you today. You and your children, with all your heart, with all your soul, obey God. And then young people are exhorted, even as your mother and father took care of you while you were young, when they get old, you have the responsibility of not taking your mother and father and putting them in an old people's home, but to take care of them. The Bible teaches that. It's so sad to go into these homes where old folks' home and all these old people that are not sick, but they've been put into these homes because the kids do not want to take care of their father and mother. God help us as Christians to be honorable, to spend time with them, because it's a lonely place to be. You young have so much time, so many things to do. If you just apply these things to your lives, it will help you. The Bible also tells young people to constantly resist the devil. If you resist the devil, he will flee from you. The devil's out to kill you. He's out to deceive you, to destroy your life. He's out to stain your mind and your body. He doesn't want you to do what's right. He wants you to do what that is, which is foul and what is not honoring to God. And then the Bible says that young people, young men and young women, are not to be unequally yoked together with non-believers. You're not to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that is not a believer, because then you're out of the will of God. God has a purpose for every one of you young persons here, whether you're male or female. Even as Adam was in the Garden of Eden and he didn't go out looking for somebody to marry, it says that the Lord brought the woman to him. God already has somebody for you if you wait on the Lord. If you are obedient to God's word and if you do what God's word says, then God will bless you. But to go out and get a boyfriend or a girlfriend that is unequally yoked together with a believer, man, is to create problems in your life and suffering. You'll pay the consequences. Listen to what Paul says. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God had said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be you separate, saith the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and then I can receive you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That is God's desire. Even be careful to do business with somebody that is not a believer, going into a partnership with an unbeliever. Here he talks about that too. Be careful. And then young people need a vision in their lives. Parents, give them a vision. The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. They need a vision not only while they're teens, but for their future. If they're going to go to college, or they're going to go to trade school, or what are they going to do with their lives? We as parents need to lead them and guide them and give them some sense of direction biblically. And then young people are to stay away from those vices that will destroy you, like immorality, sexual sin, and drinking, and drugs, and all these things that will kill you. It will defame your personality and your character. In Proverbs 21 says, wine is a mocker, intoxicating drink arouses brawlings, and whoever is led by it becomes stupid or unwise. It's not wise. God wants you to have a clear mind to make clear decisions.
We hope today's lesson has recharged your commitment to educate and encourage your children in God's ways. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Today's lesson, Children's Duty to Parents, is available in its complete form for a donation of $5 or more. To get a copy for yourself or for someone else, just call us at 800-634-9165. Now, we'd also like to support you with a new book from Raul and his late wife, Sharon. It's titled, Raising a God-Fearing Family in an Ungodly World. Many Christian families are succumbing to the destructive influences of modern society, but you can safeguard your home with biblical truth and authentic faith. No matter what stage of parenting you might be in, the Lord can work through you to draw your children into a vibrant, meaningful relationship with Him. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Raul's book titled Raising a God-Fearing Family in an Ungodly World. We'll send your copy for $20 plus shipping and handling. The phone number once again is 800-634-9165. If you'd like to order this book by writing to us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Our Somebody Loves You Radio resources are easy to access anytime, anywhere. Download our app for digital Bible studies and live-streamed teaching. You'll also find a wealth of live and archived Bible lessons on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel. Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese is fully listener-supported. Thank you for your generous partnership. You're a great blessing to us, and every contribution is tax-deductible. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll continue this series centered on faith-grounded families. We'll find assurance that it's never too late to commit our kids and home life to the Lord. Now, here's Raul with a closing comment.
Young people need also to keep away from, I told you, sexual sin. Paul the Apostle in 1 Thessalonians 4:3 and 4 says, for this is the will of God, your separation, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you should know how to possess his own body and be separated to honor God. That's what God desires. Sexual immorality will get you into trouble. You may die of AIDS. You may get syphilis. You may get gonorrhea. You may get pregnant. And then they'll lead you to an abortion. Pretty heavy, the warnings of God to young people. And then the Bible says that young people are to truly honor and love their parents, their mothers and their fathers. I hope that this morning, as we cover ground concerning the things that God desires within our lives, that we take the counsel from the Word of God, that we apply it to our lives, and that we as parents would become a little bit wiser, and then we and you as kids would take and humble yourselves before God and before your parents, and that you would begin to listen to the godly counsel of your parents.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.